Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You have to get to know the right people in the right places. Lot of people will say it's not what you know, but who you know. And to a certain extent, that's right, because you can only employ people who you know. It's quite logical. And for a lot of leaders of companies in certain positions, it's very complex because finding the right people can be difficult, because sometimes you want someone who's a little bit different from you, who's not like you, who has different skills. You want to,
Yes.
like happens in a football team. If everybody has the same skill, there's no real diversity within the team. You know, if everybody's good at taking free kicks, but they're not good at taking penalties or corners, or they're not good at passing or the strategy or whatever is required of them. Yeah. If they're not good at heading the ball or whatever, then the team is going to be weak, because they're not going to have a lot of skills as resources that they can use. And at the top of the pyramid, it's very narrow. There's not a lot of diversity. There's not a lot of differences. Millionaires hang with millionaires. Billionaires hang with billionaires. There's the all the people at the golf club like golf. All the people at the yacht club like yachting and boating. And so there's very often not a lot of diversity in these places. And that's why a lot of big companies defaulted to recruitment agencies in the past. The classic example would be Trenck Wilder or something out in Europe. Yet these companies have positive and negative sides to them. They're a game that can be played just like any other game. Yeah. And people can network within there to find good positions, and who knows if all the information is correct. And that doesn't include the situation of trust as well. It's absolutely necessary to find somebody that you can trust to get the job done, you can rely on to tell you the truth and to come to you if there is some issue or some problem, and not try to hide it or bury it. So in the example earlier, somebody came to you and said, "I'm sorry, I made a mistake. There's something wrong here." And it's not everybody that would do that. Yeah. And showing that level of vulnerability is quite important for progress, because if you don't know where the weak spots are, if you don't know where the weak points are, you can't make them stronger. So, we want to know when a car is on a racetrack, we want to know where the car is good and where the car is bad as well, so that we can have overall improvement there.